now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. Marvel's Biggest Loser on Snap. And I'm here with Crypto Crier, a.k.a. the Harry Potter Maxi. Crier,
right. I'm a wizard.
You are a wizard. We'll talk about that later in the episode because we got soon. The game looks good, but let's get into it. We have some awesome topics today on the podcast to talk about. Let's go ahead and start on the clickbait. On
we all got
the
baited.
Big news of the week, and that big news was that the Super Bowl, aka last year's Crypto Bowl, is no longer allowing crypto ads being ran on the day of the Super Bowl. Any commercials have anything to do with crypto, you're not allowed. Crier being Crier and me just listening to Crier, we went ahead and decided to go ahead and look into it and find out, is this true? So, Crier, from my understanding at a very second grade reading level and understanding of anything, it looks like there was some, let's say, like a big company, like a Coinbase or any other company came in. There was a few. They were interested in going to the Super Bowl for ads, and the deals were at the 99-yard line, and they just fell through. But the big picture, the big headline for the last week has been that Fox Sports completely banned anything to do with crypto. Now, Crier, is this true?
To me, it looks like they had deals, they fell through. Advertisers want to make money. They don't care who is paying or taking these ads. So it just looks like more of these crypto companies didn't have the funds to actually settle these deals or what that looked like. The whole thing that we were thinking is we see Limit Break going ham through all of these. We're going to make a $200 million ad show for the next couple of months. The ad revenue for marketing is huge on the Limit Break for Digidaku. But it looks like he said that we will see you Sunday. So maybe they don't count that as a crypto company.
That was my next question for you on the side. Would that be considered on the NFT side? Now, that does bring up the topic of, is it really banned? Now, it's not really banned. What happened was some things fell through. Obviously, not that as many companies are involved as last year because, number one, everyone's poor, number one. And number two, after the whole FTX thing, a lot of companies are at the moment trying to rebuild it. Because obviously with something that big happening, you can't just go out to the Super Bowl and be like, hey, we're back. Like, did you miss us? No, like people are still feeling, it's still lingering on the sense of crypto is bad at the moment. What happened with FTX was a scam, yada, yada, yada. So on that side, it's just necessarily not the best idea to do it. Now, on the side of the Super Bowl and local commercials and whatnot, obviously you know that there's national commercials, but there's also the local commercials. So, by the way, if you're in certain places in the world, certain places in the United States, you're probably still going to see a crypto commercial. It's just going to be on the lower end, which, by the way, costs a lot less money for companies to go ahead and do. So if you're in the major city, let's go ahead and say New York City, Los Angeles, Miami, etc., you're probably still going to see one or two. And on the other side, just to debunk it, NFTs are a part of crypto. They're a part of the blockchain, and we're probably still going to see that said commercial. So this whole nonsense just sounds like a way to shove it to the crypto community, which at the end of it all, it's not, but
just like pretty lame anyways. It's clickbaity to the max. We'll see what happens, and I'm excited for Limit Break one, so let's see what happens. If you haven't signed up for the whitelist for it ahead of time, I would do that now. You can find it on his Gabriel Lydon's page and the Digidaku page. You can still sign up for the whitelist on Freemint. So,
I think I did. I hope so.
Good. Yeah, definitely. It's literally free. It takes 2 seconds to do. I won the villains one, and that was, free. I still kept mine. I think it's going to be cool. I'm excited for what they're doing. I think it's going to be cool. The whole goal is to build a 3D MMO. So, I'm all for it.
That definitely makes sense. And again, I still very much think that a lot of we're gonna see some stuff anyways, so we'll see how it goes. It should be very exciting. Maybe just like last year with Coinbase, that what happens here, they break their site. I'm hoping that they're ready for the volume, because this is literally one of the biggest events in the world and a lot of people are going to be a part of it. Or maybe on the other side, we see obviously what happened with FTX, what happened with crypto, all this stuff, a lot less people will try to go ahead and do it this year based on that. But I don't know, people's attention span, if they see something, they're like, ooh, free, they'll probably click it, to be honest with you. They'll probably use their phone and find it out here on that side.
Scan that bad boy.
Yeah, sure. Probably scan it and just go with it. But yeah, no, it's pretty interesting. But now let's go into the metaverse side of things. Other news that we have this week, and it's actually, we're going back to a game that you and I have been trashing for some time now. We were big on it for some time. I made great moves with it. I played it, the whole nine. Shout out to Hoddle Hill. She streams it. She's big in the community. And what I'm talking about is Sandbox. You remember when I used to call it Sandlot? Yeah, we're past that now. Sandbox.
We got it.
Sandbox has some new news on two sides of things. Let's talk about the first side. You guys remember when you were younger and you played this game called Cut the Rope?
The game of
Cut the Rope was so great. It was like a Temple Run. It was like a Flappy Bird. It was like an Angry Birds. It was just a game that was so simple.
Everyone was playing it.
So
my dad had
addicted.
It.
Everyone was playing. Any age group was playing. A little kid, an adult, grandfather, grandmother. Everyone was having a blast playing it. And honestly, I haven't heard from this company. By the way, I didn't even know there was a company behind it. Like, truly, like, I didn't know the name of it. And the name of this company is Zapto Labs, if I'm not mistaken. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Boom. So what's going on here is they've actually came in an agreement, a partnership with the Sandbox. So it's super cool to see this. Again, we're seeing the old school gaming adapting into what's happening with Web3 and all these great things. So Zepto's Labs is going to create, obviously, we know on the Sandbox, there's land plots that you're able to buy. They bought some land, and what they're going to do with this land, it is that it will be the home of the Omnom, it's O-M-N-O-M Cafe, where players will be able to, it's like you're eating. I think that's like what they're going for.
Yeah.
For sure. Players will be able to manage a cafe in Nomville. Good Lord, I'm not. This Nom thing's getting a little aggressive. And serve customers who arrive to order them. Players will be able to collect ingredients in the garden to create recipes for food to give to these customers. The arcade management game will have a time limit, adding an extra layer of excitement for players. On top of that, they're going to add in like the Cut the Rope 2 and Cut the Rope the first one. They're going to add like accessories and equipment to customize the characters on the walls of the cafe and all that good stuff. But the main focal point here for these people is they want to get into the universe that offers players and fans true digital ownership. This is going to allow people to understand for the last, 20, 30 years, we've been playing video games. We've had these items in these games, but at the end of the day, we don't truly or necessarily own these assets. And this is going to allow, hopefully, people to understand what true digital ownership is of these assets in these games that we all love. As even if it's as simple as Cut the Rope, there are those items that you're like, I want to own those. And now we're in a time, an era with technology and social media and intelligence where it's time to own stuff. Like, it's time to understand, have more control over the things that you're purchasing, the things that you're interacting with and all that. And that's honestly just the overall scope of crypto as a whole, money, owning that money. But Cryer, what do you think about this?
Yeah, again, I definitely think it's a cool, it's another larger company seeing the value of digital ownership. I think a lot of these phone games play into that really easily and really well too. Like, it's,
oh yeah,
you're already
Marvel Snap.
Use,
we're talking to you.
Yeah,
get on
for
the
real.
Get,
there is literally no reason to not have a card game on blockchain yet. That's like successful and good. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. That's probably one of the easiest low hanging fruit ones that there possibly is. Like converting Hearthstone or converting something like Marvel Snap. How many cards does Marvel Snap have? It's got like less than 200.
Yeah, probably less than 200. Nothing crazy right now.
We could do that on Manifold in like 2 hours to make probably a card for.
Also, there's the variant aspect and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what I'm saying? It's not that. It's not that insane.
It's not each collect. Not complicated.
Each one could just have a collection, like a ER 1155 collection of each upgrade or whatever. What is it? We're just calling
variants.
Variants. Yeah, yeah, variant. Yeah. Like each variant. Yeah, will literally be that easy. Like, just it's just it seems like such low hanging fruit to for companies. But yeah, I think this is a good move for sure for Zepto Labs. They have been making other games. They made like the Cats game that was pretty popular.
Yep.
They're all kind of like passive games. But again, like with the whole Cats one, you were collecting little pieces of cars to build up a like a fancy car, like a battle robot or something like that. Those could be mix and match NFTs to place your car and trade people with. It's just it's very easy. You can add such a complex layer to all these games that are in existence already. And I think that's such a big move for people to see and realize these things. But not absolutely only did Zepto Labs, but the country of Saudi Arabia also partnered with Sandbox. Pretty cool
are
stuff.
Are you
there
telling me that I don't have to actually go to Saudi Arabia and I can just go ahead and go on Sandbox and visit Saudi Arabia instead?
I don't know what their goal here is, but they recently, what was on the yesterday, they signed what they call a memorandum of understanding, which maybe
don't
that's
ask
like
me
a
to say that
collab. Yeah, it's a collab with the Sandbox. But yeah, pretty much their goal is to actively push. We've already seen Dubai has been a huge pillar of crypto acceptance. They have very detailed regulations about it. They already have a framework. And so people that can want to, it's been seen as one of the hubs of growth for crypto. When you see them taking this move, I think it's a really big move. I don't know what this will entail in the future, but I just like to see that countries are understanding that there is a push for these things to be accepted just because it unites people in internet fashion a little bit more. I don't know, just a little bit more like that community aspect is just such a huge aspect of all these things. And when you have something like a Sandbox being able to, you could probably have your meetings there with other people. You could have a lot of upper tier movements or government standings or anything like that, being able to be viewed by multiple people and being able to interact with other people, can come up on stage and ask questions. Just, and I think it adds a little bit of immersion to even just your town halls or your government movements and meetings and stuff like that. I think it's just a cool idea for people to grow. And we've seen like Japan has been another one that's been really supportive on, or just like pushing the NFTs and at the government level to get understanding about the blockchain tech, which I think is a good move.
No, I definitely agree. And we always talk about this again, when we talk about the metaverse, we talk about the blockchain, not everything necessarily has to be this metaverse. It has to be gamified and all these things. What the blockchain can truly do is just simplify processes and ways that companies move and do things that allows for automation. It allows for just a lot easier things to be done.
Yeah, just gets rid of the friction of all stuff, you know. Yep. Just like California doing their DMV with the Tezos fork, and they're able to just integrate a little bit of ease into that. Now you can most likely verify that you had ownership of this car previously. You didn't transfer it. You can renew online. You don't have to go and wait at the DMV to do all this crap. Oh. Especially in California, I'm sure that's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. Hey, listen, we all know that the DMV sucks. And we've made this joke before, but hey, listen, I know I, at least once a year, don't go to the DMV, but I have a DMV experience. And you're like, what the hell are you talking about? Once a year when Pokemon comes out, the first 45 minutes to an hour and a half of Pokemon, that just sucks. I like to say that is a DMV experience. So if you can gamify that, look, imagine a gamified DMV experience. I think it'd be a little bit better. I do say that the Pokemon side sucks terrible a little bit, but you can do something else with it. I'm just saying. But again, super awesome that all these other countries are seeing the opportunity to come into the world of Web3. This is just a start point going into Sandbox. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's it for them. We're just going to make pixelized Vox Saudi Arabia in Sandbox. This could lead into more things on the side of what you're saying, Cryer, on the government side, on the economy side, on the business side, and on top of that, history and all these other things and knowledge. And it's just truly incredible what all these countries, as well as organizations, companies can come into the space and just learn about it and see why this is a benefit for them. But yeah, no, other than that, on the Sandbox side, that pretty much wraps it up. I will say I'll add a little tidbit in here on the side of cool cats just to let individuals, if you are listening, hopefully there is some cats and pets and all these people in the ecosystem that we're about to go on a little journey. And I want you guys to be prepared for this journey. If you do have those fractures that were airdropped or you decided to buy one, the journeys are about to start. And just to let you know, these fractures will be the next PFP for the cool cat ecosystem, and it's going to be awesome. Obviously I'm not on the council, so I can't say much, but I will say I'm super excited of what direction the cats are going. I will say I'm very upset that they're not going to South by Southwest, and I'm very upset that the Doodles aren't going to go to South by Southwest as well. We're not going to get started on that. Hopefully we see something else. I'll tell you, Crier, the next event for me, at least, it looks like it's going to be VCon. It looks like your boy Arashi's going to freaking Indianapolis. Good Lord.
Ugh,
and then
killing
we'll
me.
See. We'll talk, Crier. But after that, again, it looks like Art Basel, unless any of these NFT projects decide to go to something different. The Cool Cats do want to go to the Macy's Day Parade during Thanksgiving. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's a great idea. They won. The blimp's going to be awesome. But me personally, trying to get a bunch of people across the world to go to New York on Thanksgiving, that's very expensive, away from family. It just doesn't sound like the best idea.
Probably the most expensive time to go, probably.
Exactly. And I've done New York in Thanksgiving. I'm gonna say it out here, and it's not because I like the Red Sox, okay? It's not because I like Boston. New York just sucks. New York is just the worst place ever. It smells. The rats are massive. The traffic's atrocious. The food's pretty good. The time is fun when you're there if you're with the great good people. But I don't know. I don't know what the thing about New York is. I guess.
Yeah, I still feel like I don't understand why people aren't pushing to events that are huge and in your field. Like, we're all tech companies. These are all like emerging tech companies. South by Southwest is probably one of the largest tech events in that realm of the art and music. And it just makes literally no sense to not have a presence at either of these things. I don't understand why something like Bored Ape isn't there either. I don't understand. Like, these are like pretty large names, and we've seen previous winners of South by Southwest do very large things. So I do think that it's a great way to showcase that what NFT tech is to a audience that would probably be really receptive to that tech and want to learn about it and not be skeptical. Most people, I saw a poll recently from this guy named like Collectibles Guru or whatever on Twitter. He's got mostly like hardcore collectibles and nothing digital yet. But he did a poll, and it had, 20,000 votes. And it was like 58% said they would never buy an NFT. They don't know what it is, but they would never buy it. So again, like, I think there is a idea that we can't get past that barrier. And I think these types of events would be a little bit of that barrier breaking type event for sure. Because we saw what Doodles did last time they won the South by Southwest. I saw the faces of people who were like, oh, wow, what is this? I don't even know what this is.
What the hell is this? The line was so
incredible. It's just that, and again, like, I just don't understand why some company in this phase that had the ability to do these things, you don't have to go insane. Like, you don't have, you could still have a, you, I just don't, you can go insane, but I just, I know, the presence is something that I would expect from these companies.
But also, we did see the presence of other NFT projects, and I'll say it, like, on the Cool Cat side that we saw in South by Southwest, and it was great and all, but obviously you and I were like, we wanted more. So the presence side is a little like, you, I feel like if you go just to go, and you do it in a way like what happened with the Cool Cats at South by Southwest last year, you'll get the bad rap that you should have done it like Doodles. But I don't know. It's definitely a hard spot for the company on the sense of least. Why don't you, like, the, if there's a good amount of people going to South by Southwest, give some funds on the community side. And that's 100%. A lot different. If you do something, you rent out a bar, a bowling. Yeah.
Like,
a
we went
movie
to the,
theater.
Did you go to the Dippies event?
I did not. You told me it was great.
It was literally just like an open field. They had like free beer and people were painting and there's a guy playing music. Do that. What are you doing? Like, it doesn't make any sense to not have any type of presence at any of these things. And again, going on a community level, we have millions of dollars in Doodle Bank funds. you say you want to use these things, use it for community outreach, use it for these types of things. Get someone in the, I guarantee you there's a bunch of Austin doodles that are like, ooh, probably would have done something.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. And it's a missed opportunity, not only for doodles, but also I truly believe is Cool Cats. But listen, they both came out and said they're going to be aiming for other things. The good thing I will say on both ends is people are staying away from NFT NYC. So I think that's going to be a dead by the end of this year, which I think is phenomenal. Again, like what you said, Cryer, we got to aim for events that are not just focused on NFTs. If we can do that, 100%. Then we can work towards this mass adoption. I get that it makes sense to do one around NFTs. Listen, VCon is literally that. And I will still to this day say last year, the best event I went to was VCon. So there is that time, there is that place, but NFT NYC was not it. NFT LA, from the people that went that told me, that was not it either. It has to be in a central place, like what we saw with, was it?
It's a convention center. It's like a convention, you don't need together. To, yeah, you want it to be localized. If you're doing an NFT event, you want it to be localized. You want it to be like how like East Denver is, where you're just like,
exactly,
everyone's here. We're all here only for this. This is the thing we're doing. It's all loaded in one area. That's the idea, right? You want to have all NFT events. It's that ecosystem. Go for it. That's great. If you were, and what happens is no one does those things. It's all scattered and all over the place at all these other NFT NYC stuff, very unorganized feeling. So yeah, I definitely think that there is I do think VCon, the way you described it, I didn't go, but in the way you described it, definitely sounds like something phenomenal. I would be much more interested in. And yeah, I'm actually trying to go to ETH.
We might make, and I don't know if you don't go there. Listen, if you go to Denver, great, but just let me know. Holler at your boy if you want to go to VCon. I will say Moondoggy. Oh, yeah. I'll look it up right now.
We got ETH Denver coming up. That was, they have a week ahead of time. So it's 24th through the 5th of March. The actual core event is the 2nd through the 5th of March. Southwest Supply canceled. I already had bought tickets, so I most likely am going to try to pivot over there.
That makes sense.
Just because I've never been. I would love to go. I think it would be awesome. I think there'd be a lot of opportunity there still.
Absolutely. On the side of VCon, by the way, it is May 18th to the 20th. So it's a Thursday. Oh, well, looks like Cryer is not going to VCon. Could you imagine a world?
About this, I think.
Maybe it's in a metaverse where Cryer loves VCon and he's a different variant Cryer. It's a Fiat Cryer. Fiat Cryer in World 467 that loves Gary V, and he would love to go on his birthday to VCon. So we'll see if that happens one day. But let's nerd out a little bit at the end of the show. We are wrapping it up. We got three or four things I'd love to talk about. Number one, the Ant-Man 3 reviews are in, and Cryer, let me tell you, everyone loves it. No, it comes out next Thursday. So get those tickets. By the way, shout out to Regal for not being AMC. AMC is now upcharging people for the specific place where you sit. So if you want a seat in the middle, you have to pay an extra $2. If you sit in the front where all the pores are, you will now lower it $2. And if you're in the general area, now listen, I'm not sitting like that. I ain't sitting like that, but you are, the way you do it. Exactly. You are able to do it again. AMC, I don't like you. Regal, keep doing what you're doing. I'm happy. Just bring back the hard paper tickets, and Regal, you have my heart for the rest of eternity. So Ant-Man reviews are back in. Awesome things. Obviously, I'm not going to give the spoilers or anything. I haven't even read them because, you know, your boy, I don't read any Marvel spoilers. If someone spoils this movie, I'm going to be pissed. But don't you dare, Cryer. A lot of people are saying that it's Marvel meets Star Wars. The joke was that this was a great Star Wars movie because it feels like we're going into the quantum realm. We're going to meet brand new species and brand new people we've never met before. And on the side of of Star Wars, we always go to different planets, different universes, all these things, being introduced to different species and characters and all that. That's what it feels like on this side. And everyone is saying that Kang just stole the show completely. And there's two post-credit scenes, and everyone's saying it's one of the best. Like, one of them is like insane. That's about to turn the freaking MCU on its back. So Very excited on that side. Now, the second thing that we have going on is Crier, the Harry Potter game. What's it called?
Hogwarts Legacy.
Is out. If you did buy the deluxe, I mean, if you buy the deluxe version, it's on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. You just had to buy the deluxe version. It is out. If you didn't buy the deluxe version because you don't want to be the guinea pig, and you probably messed up, you fucked up because turns out everyone's saying it's phenomenal. So, Crier, have you looked into what's going on with this?
Yeah, big time. I watched a couple of videos about it. It looks incredible. You're pretty much coming in as a fifth year wizard student. You get to pick however you want. It says you're a transfer student, so you're kind of in the background. You don't know anything about Hogwarts, and you're getting a special tutoring session from a couple of the professors to speed up your knowledge on the Wizarding Act. So you start out with not very much ability. You're able to get new spells and all this stuff, but it looks like there's a lot of like defensive plays and stuff like that. It looks like pretty interactive combat. It looks really cool on that side.
Should be interesting.
Massive Harry Potter fan. Like literally the day the book came out, like I would finish the book that day. Like no matter the size of the book, like I would just read them.
Wild.
And that was also like when I was in high school or whatever. So, you know,
I'd
buy the book and I would literally be 4 a.m. the next day. Oh, that was the best book ever.
That's awesome. But I did see that the really cool thing about this is that you're going to be able to pick the house that you want. Is it called the house? What is it called?
Oh, yeah, your faction, pretty much. Yeah, like the
your
house.
Your faction, yeah, the house. So
it's the house.
Let's go with the house. It's the house, right? So you're going to be able to pick it. And if you based on what you decide, you are going to have little things that are different if you went the other route. The one thing people are saying that is on the Slytherin, that's what it's called, right?
Slytherin
side. If you do pick them, there is rumors that you can go, what's it called? The place that you people on the Slytherin is Alabasta. It's something with an A.
Sure what you're talking about.
It's like the bad place. The bad place in Harry Potter. What's it called?
Alcatraz? Or not?
Yes, Alcatraz. You got it.
Alcatraz is the. Damn it. Is it Alcatraz?
Yes.
Alcatraz is like the bad place. It's like the prison.
Yes, that's the bad. Okay. That's the place. Look it up. But if I'm not mistaken, that is what it is. You're going to be able to go based on picking that house. Don't spoil it for yourself, but I'm pretty sure that's the name of it. But yeah, that's what I've been hearing. And on the side of what Crier said on the tactic side, defensive attacks, everything like that, this game looks phenomenal. You're going to have to learn spells. Azkaban,
I'm like, I can't get back to Alcatraz. Azkaban.
So you're going to be able to go there is what they're saying. But more on the side of the game mechanics, a lot of people are saying that you're going to have to start memorizing spells and it's going to be fun. I will personally say I'll probably wait at least 1 month, probably at the end of this month to get it, if not 2 weeks. And it's going to be super fun to actually see and play it. And if it goes good, you're probably going to see some Harry Potter crap behind me. Yeah, you're probably going to see it. Then I'm gonna
we just come back and it's just like cauldrons everywhere. There's no Marvel stuff.
I'm going to have the scarf, the glasses, and that's how I'm going to do the podcast. Maybe talk a little with the accent and everything, but we'll see on that side.
Pivot from a Metaverse show to a Harry Potter show.
Yeah, can't do that. All right, other than that, the one thing we do want to mention also is because the Super Bowl is coming up. By the way, Crier, who wins the Super Bowl, Eagles or Chiefs?
Probably Eagles.
I will go with you on Eagles as well. Because of the Super Bowl on Sunday, The Last of Us Episode 5 is going to be on this Friday, 9 p.m. instead of Sunday at 9 p.m. So we're going to get The Last of Us 2 days earlier than needed, than wanted, which means I wanted it 2 days early. Give me the whole show. I need to watch the whole thing. This show is unbelievable. Please. But yeah, other than that, everything, awesome things are coming out right now on the gaming side, awesome things on the show side, awesome things just overall on the nerd side. So be prepared, get ready for it. For the rest of the show on the Metaverse side, things are rolling. ETH is doing its thing. NFTs are doing its things, unless you just Checks FOMO generation. Yeah, let me take that back. Checks are doing its thing. The rest of the NFTs aren't doing it. I did see a Bitcoin NFT bridged over to Ethereum or something like that. We'll talk about that. It's just wild. We'll talk about that later.
Video I made about ordinal NFTs. Is that what you're talking about or no?
Yeah. Do we have to do a full show to explain that? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's what you're talking about? You didn't know that was that?
the next show we should probably talk about that is what I'm saying. Absolutely. Because I gotta understand, and someone told me to buy at 0.2 and now they're at like 1.5. So obviously I missed generational wealth again. So we gotta figure this out. I've already missed checks. Why don't I miss something else? But that wraps us up. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode. We'll be back next week on Monday with another episode of Us Nerds. Yep, can't close the show. Peace.
Peace.